You're listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman and I'm here now with Chris Williams. Chris is a local performance artist. He has a residency happening at Pika at the moment called AFAT, It's All Yours for a Time, in which he will be a boyfriend, gym buddy, grandson, stalker, wedding date, pretty much any archetype that you can think of. He will play that role for you anywhere between 15 minutes and 3 hours. He's joining us today to talk about the challenges and the promises of performance art and participatory art in particular. Chris, welcome.
Thank you.
So participatory art has been part of your practice for like 20 years, right?
Yeah.
You've been part of PVI Collective.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about this art form in particular that has drawn you in and keeps drawing you back to it?
I think that thing about the audience should never be static. And I think probably been around for so long as well, seeing shifts in the way that people do engage. And I remember years ago where an audience would freak out at this idea of somebody pulling them on the stage or doing something. And I feel like in today's world, there's this excitement and a wanting to be shocked out of life or to do something more or to push their own comfort zones or to step into a different zone for a period of time in a way that didn't exist before. I just think it's a really exciting time.
And yet there's something different between being pulled onto stage.
Yeah.
And
very much
willingly entering a space and kind of giving you direction, really.
Yeah, I would agree. There's definitely and there is more willingness. But maybe that's it. That the things that motivate people to step forward and to be in something is really interesting as well. And whether that's 15 minutes of fame or some of the stuff I'm looking at, you know, connection or, I don't know, looking at the world in a different way. Some of those things you can only do when you step into them. You know, it's you can look at something from afar, but it's a very different thing to then try and move into that space yourself.
When it comes to moving into the space, you kind of, you have a questionnaire.
Yes.
Prior to the performance, where you ask people to nominate an archetype, nominate like the kind of role that they want you to play in their lives.
Yeah.
And then you've got a few questions about what that might look like for them.
Yeah. So it's just a way that I start so that I can start to construct maybe what their ideal is. I'm not trying to act it or play a part. I'm trying to wear kind of the motions of the person as opposed to recreate a character that suddenly starts to come into being. So, for example, somebody wanted to do a road trip. So I then looked at books and movies that were about road trips and then went for On the Road by Jack Kerouac, and that became something that really informed the things that I did with that person. So there had to be smoking and there had to be drinking and there had to be a photo booth where we took a photo together. We had to do something which was borderline illegal. So that questionnaire kind of informs a few of the things that I put in place for that person. Yeah.
There's a lot of prep.
There is a lot of prep. I kind of like that there's a lot of prep for one person, but I must admit I started off really eager and doing big things. And as it's going on, I'm really liking the simple ones. And the most recent one was somebody who had been out of a relationship for a long time and just wanted human affection, hadn't been touched for a long time. So that was just to hug and spoon that person for 10 minutes. So it's nice having this big chunky thing, which I do a lot on, but there's something really sweet and nice about something as simple as just being a body for someone as well. And I like the breadth of that. That, you know, there's this simple thing that I can satisfy for someone, and then there's something which is like a journey and a bit of fun, and
And is it you satisfying it, or do you like? Where's the boundary between Chris as a person and Chris as performer?
I think it's I always like to take on tasks. So this for me, and I think that one of the lines I've got in this is I will try and be the best boyfriend that I can for you, or the best whatever. So the challenge for me is to try and be the best for that person as I can, and fail potentially. You know, there's a lot of I'm playing with this idea of desire. You know, what you want, and disappointment. You know, that's often what you want and envisage when it comes. Mm. It's not in, either in the package that you want, or it just doesn't play out the way you want. So yeah, it's me trying to do the best I can for that person and overcoming my own kind of little blockages and saying, oh no, do this, do that, that internal voice kicking in.
There's also something in there about communicating desire, because there is the onus on the audience member, mm-hmm. that sole audience member, to communicate their own wants and needs to you.
Yeah, yeah. So I spent a lot of time on consent at the very start of the residency, just looking at that and building up little documents and questions, asking about comfort zones and triggers and you know, would you be happy if this happened? Would you be happy if that happened? Would you not like this? Would you like to know in advance if any of these things are going to happen, or do you like surprises? So I've had to do some of those things, and I don't know how they're affecting the work, because, you know, it becomes a point of probably like life, you know, stop start in some mm-hmm. ways to work through those things.
Are there, we've kind of been speaking about roles that are perhaps a little bit more intimate, mm-hmm. but you also offer roles, gym bros, like...
Brother. Just a friend. Grandson. And then there's... actually, I think I've got a third wheel as well, if you always want to have a third person in your relationship. And then there's another one where you can choose your own and you can set your own as well. Yeah. I'm not sure how they're working. At the moment, I'm just playing with those and seeing what happens. I kind of like it when people design their own, but sometimes it's nice to have a little lead for someone as well.
We're talking with Chris Williams, who is the artist in residence at PICA at the moment. He has a performance art project happening called AFAT, All Yours for a Time. It's a personalised performance service, so you tell him what role you want him to play in your life and he will play that role. I guess I'm interested in the...
Go on.
Outcome of this, mm-hmm. right? Oh, I feel like I just disappointed you by going direction. I will say that Chris is very specific about this not being a sexual service. Mm-hmm. However, there are like moments of intimacy that can occur.
Yep.
But I'm interested in that push and pull between, like, is there an outcome to this mm-hmm. project, mm-hmm. or is the just being there for someone, is that the outcome?
Yeah, so it is a two-phase project for me, and I do foresee a performance presentation at the end, because throughout those exchanges, people are either wearing cameras or there's cameras in the space. So that's documented, and I do see kind of a performance presentation that revisits the exchanges, and sometimes might invite those people into chat and talk about the experience. I said it's more than just a performance presentation. I would layer it more with other things so that it's not just a, hey, come along and look at my slideshow. I think I am looking through it for a through line or a line of connectivity, potentially through some of the exchanges, that creates a dialogue about something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is yet, but that's part of the experiment.
Yeah, I mean, you can't predict the future, so.
Yeah. And, you know, there might be interesting groupings of similar threads, or it might be really chaotic. But at the moment, yes, towards a more black box performance space work.
Chris, thank you so much for sharing this with us on Art Beach today. I have so many more questions. Do you know what? Maybe I will sign up. I will choose and you can be my performance art. We will just talk about performance art for 3 hours.
That'll be cool.
As Chris Williams, you can find out more about this project at the PICA website. It is AFAT, All Yours for a Time. You can sign up. It is a free service and you can choose what role that you would like Chris to play in your life. Chris, thank you so much.
Thanks, Beth.